Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to be continuing to share with you on the subject of the words of your mouth. It is important that we make our mouth work for us. If you don't make your mouth work for you, then you're not going to have victory in your life. We're going to talk on the subject of making your mouth work for you today, and we're going to do many things that are going to release the power of God and the things of God for us. You remember this tongue is a little member, and this tongue is writing your ticket in the Spirit. The tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Pour grace into your lips, and God will bless you forever. Praise God. In Psalms 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you're going to make your mouth work for you, the first thing you're going to do is learn to praise the Lord at all times. I'll bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 63, verse 5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. You're going to praise him with joyful lips, rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible talks about how we're to make a joyful noise unto the Lord and serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing and enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. God wants you to offer up that sacrifice of praise continually unto the Lord. You know, when you praise God, you're going to release the power of God. It not only causes a filling of the Spirit within you and enter into the presence of God, but also it will release spiritual power. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat, he was surrounded by the enemies. He sought the Lord, and God said, the battle's the Lord's. He was going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when he set out before the army, and he said, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's what they began to do. They began to praise the Lord. And verse 22 said, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Praise released spiritual power, and it smote the enemies. Psalms 149, verse 6, let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. What's it going to do? It's going to execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Well, you and I are saints of God, and we have the honor to release the judgment of God, not from our own attitudes, but by speaking the word, and God brings that forth, because you're going to praise the Lord and speak the word of God. A second thing that's important for you to make your mouth work for you is to confess God's word. Hebrews 3:1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, or that word means confession, Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be confessing what God's Word says. As you confess God's Word, then you release the ability of that to come into manifestation in your life. Hebrews 4:14, the Bible says, seeing we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast your confession. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast that confession without wavering. We're going to do it without wavering. We're not going to waver. We're going to continually speak forth what God's Word is doing for us in our life. And we're going to call those things that are not happening to happen. We're going to speak them into being. We're going to communicate our faith. And as you speak forth the Word, acknowledging every good thing in you in Christ, you're going to see the promises come to pass. You know, Job 22:28 says, you're going to decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways. You decree a thing when you speak forth what the Word says. You know, God's Word has been laid down. It's the Word of the Covenant. It's the spiritual laws of God. We're going to decree them by declaring them, declaring the decree, and it will cause the light to shine upon our ways. The tongue of the wise is health, the Bible says. A man's going to eat good by the fruit of his mouth. If we keep our mouth, we'll keep our life. And we'll be satisfied with the fruit of our mouth, or the increase of our lips will be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You need to declare what God's doing for you. Declare His redemption. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the one who has sickness in their body declare that healing belongs to me, because Jesus took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses. By His stripes I was healed, and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace, and I'm taking hold of healing, and healing power is flowing into my body. Confession brings possession of the promises of God in your life. Another point to consider in making your mouth work, besides praise and confessing the Word, is speaking to the mountain in your life. Do you have some mountains? God tells you to speak to the mountains. A mountain is something that is not of the Lord, something that is blocking you, that is hindering you, a problem in your life, and you need to learn to speak to it with your faith to see it be removed. You make your mouth work for you by opening it up and speaking out. Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," doesn't say to God to get rid of the mountain. God's given you authority over the devil and over his hindrances. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea." What do you say to the mountain? Mountain, you be removed. You be cast in the sea. And what do you say, the application of this would be, let's say, like the sickness and disease. Sickness and disease, you be removed, and I cast you out of my body. What do you say to that poverty? You poverty, you be removed, and I cast you out of my life and affecting my finances in the name of Jesus. And if you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I'll tell you, that's a tremendous promise. God's given you authority, and you need to speak to that mountain. Tell it to be removed. Don't doubt. Don't differ in your heart, that means, from what you're saying with your mouth. But believe that the things you're saying will come to pass, and you'll have what you say. You know, in fact, if you'll learn to speak forth, you'll even increase your faith. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith," or "cause our faith to grow strong." The Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, just as a seed, which we have it, it said you might say to the sycamine tree, "Be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Otherwise, what was the answer for causing their faith to increase and grow strong? Use the faith you have. You got it as a seed? Say unto the sycamine tree, "Be thou plucked up by the root." You know your faith will grow exceedingly, the Bible says. It'll get strong. You're to have strong faith. Abraham grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded, and he was speaking, calling those things not happening as happened, speaking them into being. Praise God. Another principle that's important for making your mouth work for you is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving shows forth faith and takes hold of the promises of God. We see one of these cases in the Bible in Jonah chapter 2, where the Bible talks about Jonah there was in the fish's belly, his soul had fainted with him, but he began to remember the Lord and pray unto him. And he said, "My prayer has come unto thee in thine holy temple." He said, "They that observe lying vanities," which was the worthless state that he was in, "forsake their own mercy." If you look at the circumstance you're in, you will forsake, relinquish, and let go of the mercy of God. God's mercy is available. His mercies are new every morning. You can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. He realized that the mercy of God was available, and he didn't have to observe the situation he was in. He could get out of that. In verse 9, he says, "I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will say, pay that, but I vowed salvations of the Lord." And the Lord spake unto the fish and vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. What happened? First, of course, he repented, said he's going to pay that he vowed. He declared where his salvation was coming from. Salvation, his deliverance, was from the Lord. And he began the sacrifice with a voice of thanksgiving. A voice is words coming out. He was speaking thanksgiving out of his mouth, continually thanking the Lord for delivering him, and he was delivered and set free. Remember those ones who were cleansed, the 10 men that had the lepers? All 10 were cleansed, but only one of them came back, fell down at the feet of Jesus, gave him thanks. And what happened to him? He was made whole of the effects of it because his faith made him whole. Thanksgiving shows forth faith in your life. Very important. Also, if you're going to make your mouth work for you, you've got to use the authority that God's given you. The Bible says in Matthew 16:19 that you're going to bind and loose. He's giving you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in the heavens. You're going to bind the enemy to tie him up. You're going to loose him, which means to untie his hold. Remember the Bible says in Matthew 12:29, you bind the strong man and then you spoil his house. In Luke 13, it talks about the woman who had that spirit of infirmity for 18 years. Jesus loosed her from that spirit of infirmity. He untied the hold of the spirit of infirmity through the authority of speaking those words and then ministered healing to her, and she was made whole. Praise God. Another thing that's important is you're going to have to learn to cast out spirits. Your mouth is the means whereby you release the power of God to cast out the demonic spirits. In Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. God wants you to cast out the demonic spirits. How do you do it? With your mouth. How did Jesus do it? He said, come out of him. That's what we do. We cast the demons out by commanding them to come out in the name of Jesus. Remember what Paul did there in Acts 16:18. He said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to come out of him. And boy, you cast the demons out through the name of Jesus, the power of God will go into operation, and God will drive those spirits out in the name of Jesus. Make your mouth work for you. Also, learn to pray the Word of God. When you pray, pray in line with the Word. Speak the Word. Don't speak the problem. Pray the answer, and that's going to release the power of God. God's eyes are over the righteous, his ears are open to their prayers. Pray the Word, and you will see God bring forth the manifestation of the promise in your life. Make your mouth work for you. Praise the Lord. Confess his Word. Speak to the mountain. Bind and loose. Give thanksgiving. Cast out the demons. And be sure you pray the Word of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.